Hey, do you prefer to find the joy in life, or do you just want some help with that? If so, you're in the right place. So come on in and join the Joy Bunny clan. This is the My Slice of Life podcast. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the My Slice of Life podcast with me, Sharon, your Highland host. Yeah, it's just me. There's no team on this podcast here. It's me, my squeaky chair and my dog, who decides to start moving his bed around the room as soon as I hit record, so bear with us. We are near the end of this season, where I've been asking the question, what's so super about the supernatural? And this week, which is the second last in this season, I know it's getting emotional, we're going to delve into the world of the Mothman. But before we get to that, if you've been here before, you will know what I'm going to say next. Leave me a 5-star review, follow the podcast, let someone else know about it, and tell them to join the Joy Bunny clan. You all know what to do. Now, back to the Mothman. Probably the most well-known story about Mothman takes place in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, but he, or it, or whatever you want to call it, was actually seen before that. In 1966, there were two grave diggers in, I think it's Clendenin, again in West Virginia. They said they saw a black figure fly over their heads while digging a grave in a cemetery, and it terrified them. Now, these are guys who dig graves for a living at night, so if they're scared of this thing, yeah, this thing is scary. Some people actually say they might have released the Mothman from its resting place. The next sighting, however, is much more well known, because not many people talk about that first one about the gravediggers, so you will probably have heard of this one, so let's dive in. On the 15th of November, same year, 1966, two young couples from Point Pleasant in West Virginia, Roger and Linda Scarberry, and Steve and Mary Millette, they were driving together on State Route 62, and they were near the site of a former World War II munitions plant. It's here that they all reported seeing a large black creature whose eyes glowed red, in quotes, standing at the side of the road. Linda Scarberry described it as a slender, muscular man, about 7 feet tall, with white wings, as far as I'm aware. However, she said she was unable to discern its face due to the hypnotic effect of its eyes. Now, as you can imagine, they were pretty horrified and they sped away in their car, but the creature flew after them and they all said it made this screeching sound and it pursued them as far as the Point Pleasant city limits. It was reported this thing rose like a helicopter and excelled in gliding, so it was easily keeping pace with their car even when they were going 100 miles an hour. The local paper the next day, that's the Point Pleasant Registry, they did a report on the sighting and they actually called it Couples See Man-Sized Bird... Creature... Something. What a title. But over the next few days, more people made reports of similar sightings. There were two volunteer firemen, for example, who saw it, and they said it was like a large bird with red eyes. So again, these red eyes coming. Some people weren't so convinced, however, and Mason County Sheriff George Johnson, he believed the sightings were due to an unusually large heron. Then, of course, we come to my favourite group of people, the experts. Wildlife biologist Robert L. Smith, he told reporters that descriptions and the sightings fit the sandhill crane, which is a large American crane, almost as tall as a man, with a 7-foot wingspan and reddish colouring around its eyes. According to Smith, the bird may have wandered out of its migration route and therefore was unrecognised at first because it wasn't native to this region. A few things there to pick out. It's almost as tall as a man. Not 7 feet tall. In fact, most men aren't 7 feet tall, so there's one thing. A reddish colouring around its eyes. Not that it has red glowing eyes. So again, another little thing that I would like to pick up on. Now, despite the experts and other opinions, there was a contractor by the name of Newell Partridge from Salem, West Virginia, who told Sheriff Johnson that when he aimed his torch, or flashlight if you're over the sea, at a creature in a nearby field, its eyes glowed, and this is in quotes, like bicycle reflectors. He apparently also blamed buzzing noises from his television set on this creature and the disappearance of his German Shepherd dog. Now, there was somebody called John Keel did a book, The Mothman Prophecies, that was in 1975, and the German Shepherd story is reported in the book. Now, this German Shepherd was called Bandit, and he apparently bolted into the woods after two red glowing circles, was how Partridge described it. He said he went looking for Bandit, he found nothing but paw prints going in circles and then vanishing. So make of that what you will. I did read somewhere that there were quite a few dogs, about 8 in total, that went missing, but then I couldn't find the site again, so I don't know where I found that. But I just wanted to mention it because I did read it somewhere. Now, there were apparently more than a few credible sightings, and some of them left people very shaken. In fact, there were over 100 reported sightings over the next year, year and a half. Many of the eyewitnesses were really shaken up by their encounters, and some still won't talk about what they saw. Then, famously, disaster struck. On December the 15th, 1967, so just over a year after the Mothman was first seen, the Silver Bridge was packed with cars on that fateful day, placed under extreme strain. Now, that bridge had not been designed to take that sort of weight. It was initially made for much lighter cars. I believe it was Model Ts when it was designed. They weighed like 1,500 pounds. Modern cars were weighing over 4,000 pounds, and the bridge was packed. It's near Christmas, coming up Christmas time. You can imagine all the commuters going back and forth. And according to some reports that I've read, the bridge engineers couldn't have been too cautious when it came to creating the bridge, because when one part of it failed, the rest just followed suit. With so many travellers just going about their business, suddenly, without warning, a single eye bar near the top of the bridge on the Ohio side of it cracked. The chain then snapped, the bridge fell to pieces, plunging people and cars into the icy waters of the Ohio River. 46 people died by drowning, hypothermia, or being crushed by the wreckage. It must have been horrific. I just can't imagine. Now, it was such a tragedy taking place. I mean, this was a small town. It wasn't long before the disaster and the sightings of the Mothman were connected, and many actually came to believe that the sightings were a warning of what was to come. Today, however, there's actually a huge Mothman statue in the town, and they even have a Mothman festival there. It's the third weekend in September. Every year there's music, they've got speakers there, you can buy merchandise and so on. I mean, you can even take a TNT bus tour to the original sighting area. So I suppose it could be said that they're making the best out of a really bad situation. I had always thought actually that Point Pleasant was the only place Mothman had been seen, but I was wrong. As you can imagine, I did a lot of scouting about on the internet and came up with a few different things. Apparently, there were alleged sightings at Chernobyl right before the nuclear disaster. There have been some reports of sightings in New York before the Twin Towers were hit. There's been reports before earthquakes and tsunamis and so on. In fact, there have been sightings in many other places, but there is one which comes up time and time again. And the winner is Chicago. There have been over 55 reports of seeing Mothman in Chicago between 2011 and 2020. The most recent sighting of this creature was about, I think it was September 24th, 2020. And I want to read you the quoted report from the witness. So bear with me because I'm actually going to read you this as it's written. I had just left work at the USPS sorting facility at O'Hare Airport at about 11 p.m. on Thursday the 24th of September and was walking out to my car when I saw something at the far end of the parking lot where I usually park. At first I thought it was a very tall person with a long coat. As I got closer to my car, I unlocked my car, which caused my headlights to come on. My headlights hit the person standing about 20 to 25 feet from my car, causing it to turn and look right at me. I saw that this was not some person, but some red-eyed creature, and what appeared to be a coat were actually wings, which it spread out as it turned to look at me. At first I thought it was some kind of very, very large bird, but I've never seen any bird that stood almost 7 feet tall. I'm 5'4", and this thing looked taller than me by at least 2 feet. This thing then started making some type of chirping sound, almost a half chirp and a half click, like someone was clicking their tongue, but much faster. It then made some type of screeching sound and took off, running toward me. It got within 10 feet of me and took off into the air and flew above me. I was screaming hysterically as I crouched down behind the car's open door and I dived into my car head first. I was in near panic as I tried to start the car, close and lock the doors and turn on my interior lights. I started my car and took off out of the parking lot and flew down the road till I hit the main road. I got home and told my husband, who also works at the same facility, and he was the one who told me about the sightings of this thing. This thing is roaming around the area, scaring people half to death. I hope the airport people decide to do something about this thing someday. End quote. The witness was interviewed by Manuel Navarrete, who is the founder of UFO Clearinghouse, and he is a very active paranormal investigator. So Navarrete was able to meet with the witness, discussed her sighting, although apparently at first she was reluctant to discuss the issues after the initial report. I would like to read you his reportings now so you can hear it from an investigator's perspective. See what you think of this. The witness is a 17-year veteran of the USPS and has worked at the O'Hare sorting facility for the last 15 years. She advised that on the night in question she was walking toward her car after her shift had ended and was checking her text messages on her phone as she made the familiar walk to her vehicle. I asked her if there were other people around, to which she answered no, as most of the other employees leave right at shift change and she usually sticks around to take care of the transition. As the witness walked to the car, she noticed what looked like a very tall man at the very far end of the parking lot that she reasonably thought was one of her fellow co-workers. As she walked toward the car, she deactivated the car alarm, which automatically turned on the car headlights. The headlights illuminated the person at the other end of the parking lot and it turned toward her, revealing a pair of bright red eyes, and it spread what looked like a giant pair of wings. When asked how big the wings were, she could not give me a definitive answer but guesstimated that they must have been between 10 to 12 feet across. The being then began making a series of clicking noises, which she described as a cross between a click and a chirping sound. The being then let out a loud metallic screech that she described like the brakes on a large truck or train. The witness described how it began running toward her in these very long strides, at which point it took off into the air. When I asked her to describe the being and how it looked or flew, she said she did not look up at it as she was too busy flinging the car door open and diving into her car while screaming. The witness stated that she started her car and turned on the interior lights, all while trying to keep her wits about her. When I asked her if she saw which way the creature flew away, she advised that she, quote, didn't care where it flew off to and she was not going to stick around to find out, end quote. The witness advised that she left the area in a hurry and did not slow down till she had left the area and had joined the main road and traffic, end quote. So what did this lady see? Large heron? Big owl. As I was going through that report there that I was reading to you, something popped into my head that I had completely forgotten about. I haven't actually looked into this. This really is off the top of my head just as I'm recording this. There have been reports in places, now don't laugh at me, of pterodactyls. I know nobody here mentions a big beak. I believe they have huge beaks. But huge flying birds, which we have always been told are prehistoric and certainly not around anymore. It's just a thought I'm having right now, and I just wanted to throw it out there. But you decide. Let me know, what is this thing? So as you're deciding, I want you to think about the sound the witness here has described, because apparently it's similar to that reported by witnesses in Rockford near, I think it's Hedgewish Park, not sure how to pronounce that, and on the southern end of Northerly Island in Chicago, and in other encounters near O'Hare. The witnesses in those instances said they heard a sound like screeching brakes during or prior to their sightings. Of all the places where sightings are reported, O'Hare International Airport really seems to have been the epicentre of the most recent winged humanoid sightings, whatever you want to call it, in the Lake Michigan area, with at least 10 sightings coming from the airport itself since August of 2019, and many more reported in the surrounding communities. There have been a string of sightings from within a 100-mile radius surrounding Lake Michigan. They generally take place in the evening or at night, often in or near a park or natural area and around water. Now, a lot of these cryptid sightings seem to take place near water. Just throwing that out there. Witnesses consistently describe a large grey or black bat or bird-like creature. Although in a small number of cases, the creature was described as kind of insect-looking, often described with glowing or reflective, could be red, yellow, green or orange eyes. They've all been described. And humanoid features such as arms and legs are often reported. Some witnesses have even reported feeling like an intense fear and just an aura of evil emanating from the creature that they have come across. Are they all seeing the same thing, I wonder? So, with all that being said, what do you think? Is there such a thing as the Mothman? And if there is, does he or it, does it have a purpose other than to scare the crap out of those who see him? Is it a warning, or is it letting you know it's going to do something? Is it causing problems? Is it causing disasters? Of the sightings at the O'Hare Airport, for example, there wasn't like a follow-up saying, oh, and then this disaster happened. So I'm not sure about the evil part of it necessarily. Maybe it is a thing coming to warn, but what's it warning about? Is it just some prehistoric creature we don't know about who happens to be flying about? Maybe there's loads of them. Maybe that's why some people see green eyes and some people see orange and some people see red. Maybe there's more than one. I did see something. England has something about an owl man, which I didn't know about, believe it or not. I've never heard of that before. I came across that though when I was doing research for this. So let me know what you think. Share your thoughts in the comments and tell me, what is your conclusion on this? And that brings us to the end of our time together this week, friends. Please check out my links below. Pop over to the blog where I put up a lot of different content every week. There's bound to be something there you'll enjoy. And don't forget, you can also use my links to get yourself a cracking deal if you want to start your own podcast too. Go on, give it a go. What have you got to lose? So go and have a wee nosy at all those links and see what you like the look of. And that really does bring us to the end of this week's episode. So until next time, friends, which will be the last one in the Supernatural season, you look after yourself.